Tonight on Of Steam, Steel, and Murder, we return to the sprawl, with Steven taking the mantle of GM tonight, and I become a player, along with Katie, Richard, Michael, and Matthew. The new platform that hosts the podcast gives me much better metrics on where our listening audience is. You listeners in Japan are burning it up. Thank you very much. I'd love to hear from some of you fine folks, so please join one of the social media outlets that we use, Google Groups, Facebook, or you can even comment on an individual episode now on the podcast homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Enough of that. Here is The Sprawl, Session 4.
All right. Just so we're all clear and on the same page, today Bert will be playing as a runner in the game, and I, Steven, will be the game master.
Good, we're all going to die. And we have no getaway driver.
And you have no getaway driver. If we're all ready, I'll start. Bert wants to do any kind of spiel. Insert spiel here. Good evening. Welcome to the sprawl, as run by Steven. Argos, we open up on your character, and he receives a call in whatever he's doing. And that call would be from Polly, and she's more or less says, "Later, honey, I got to do some drag racing." And she is out of the picture because of street drag racing, apparently. Argos shrugs his shoulder and goes about his business because Polly, whatever. But later on...
is going to assume that drag racing is a euphemism for something else.
Right.
She's running in a dress.
Yes, running. Yeah, but she doesn't dress in drag.
Weird,
very weird. And a few days after that, you get another call. This one for a job. You get called towards a... You get called by a fixer. Let's say his name is... I have a whole list here. Kendrick. You get called by a fixer named Kendrick. You've done a few odd jobs for him in the past, but he's calling in now that he has some work and biz for you, if you feel you're up to it. Are you willing to meet and go over some particulars?
Sure. I'll come take a look at it.
All right. The basic that you're given already is item acquisitions. Are you calling anybody to come with you?
I'm assuming Kendrick himself will be at the job, at the meet.
He will. Right. Kendrick he asks you to call out. He calls you to some, ramshackle factory loading dock. Scout out the place. It appears empty. Meets like these are not always traps. After all, you do run a good business of, clandestine meetings. But, it's out of the way. No observable security. The scan points that you have to go through are minimum. Bad part of town. You may have to dodge a gang or two. You bypass, random gunshots and violence on the streets. You get there, you scout out. There's no... cameras that you have to worry about. It's a derelict factory. Nothing special. But inside, you find Kendrick smoking a cigarette, leaning against his posh car, a couple of bodyguards standing to the side. You walk up, and, he nods up his head. Say, "Argos, my man, how you doing?"
All right, what's got the crap? What's up?
Straight to biz. I like that. Now, I welcome you in, talking for monetary gain. I have for you a job. It's simple. Highway robbery. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, I'm familiar with the concept of highway robbery.
Good, because I need you to rob somebody on the highway. And I am not using euphemism. Maybe you want to be clever and do something else. I don't care. But there is a shipment that I need taken out. Can you do it?
easily. Let's talk to specifics, however.
He holds up, you know, what you see in the AR as to be just a little information file. Roll for me your get the job.
What did I get?
What did he get?
Looks like a 10.
That's it. Oh, very good.
And
pick out your particulars.
I'm looking for my move real quick. I'd be faster to go on my character sheet. I really should open the...
I can just read it to you. Choose from the following. Choose 3 or 4, because I believe you have a particular...
error professionalism. And yes.
The employer provides useful information, gear, it pays well, doesn't attract attention, and, or the employer is identifiable.
All right. Let's take pay. Given that I have a tech, I'm not too worried about the gear, so...
So what are your choices? Pays well?
I am taking... I have whatever the right page is. Get extra info, pay, does not attract attention, and the employer is identifiable.
Perfect. You know Kendrick is actually one of your specific handlers for Marlon Stadtmeier. The shipment he hands you is a supply of material goods, probably weapons included, of a freighter that needs to be hijacked in a specific schedule and timetable. He needs them taken out for reasons he has not expressed yet, at least, and he's given you this job.
All right. Does he want the... Is it more important that the other people not have it, or that it be delivered to Kendrick?
Tell you what, my man, I'm going to play you good, and I know that since I can rely on you, you're going to get double pay for this. You can do with the gear what you want. Sell it to a third party, it does not matter. What matters is that it does not reach its destination. Are we in agreement?
You have yourself a deal.
Awesome. He nods, hands you the files, gets in his car, and drives away.
What if I feel like it's a holographic file he puts in my hand, and you see a loading bar for 18th of a second?
Absolutely.
Probably what happened.
So you're working for the guys that hold your leash. And you have marked down an intel, and you do not pay attention. You've done this before. You're slick operators, and you have a team to assemble for this mission. What you already know is that on various highways goes through, you know, standard 18 big rig, 18-wheeler big rigs go standard timetable. Point A, point B, goes from factory to, you know, sales distributor. And you need to, you know, take out at least one of these shipments. You don't know what's on them yet, but you can certainly find out. Unless you do know what's on them.
And we use the info already. Nice.
But you, tell you what, you already know what's on them. A lot of it is guns. Guns that are to be sold and distributed just out of hand, you know, handguns, rifles, but even higher grade military gear. They're going to be sent off and sold to, you know, military vendors at the end of the day. And you are to hijack one.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like fun. From the highway, no less.
All right. Take my information back to the home base. Assemble the team.
Who do you call in for this job?
The regulars, and I know a bounty hunter that was up and down the roads rather a lot, and I think his intel may be useful today.
So, Jack and Cookie are already assembled. They get the call. They show up at, you know, your hidey hole that you use for operations like this, the abandoned mall. And then Dog the Hunter gets a call. Dog, what are you doing?
I am at the police station. I'm having a chat with this 18-year-old who skipped out on his bail. Telling him, you know, give him a pep talk. It's like, look, you only got to serve a couple of years. By the time you're out, you'll learn some new skills. You can make a new go of it. And he's like, thanks, dog. Give him the fist bump.
Rainbows appear. Friendship is magic.
One of Dog's hallmarks is that he is friendly.
I'm going to learn how to make a shiv. I'm going to learn how to hide said shiv.
You can put sparkles on it.
Sparkles. I'm going to take up art while I'm in there. I'm going to draw me some spear horses.
So, all right. Yeah. So he's like, all right, kid, take care. And, pick up, answer my page. This is the dog.
Hey, dog. Argus.
Oh, long time.
I got a job, and I think your knowledge of the roads may come in quite handy.
Uh-huh.
Are you talking about it?
All right. Let me pick up my payment here. You hear the sounds of a police station in the background. Where can we meet?
He gives him an address on the edge. He's going to bring him into the... He'll meet him outside of home base and then bring him towards it.
Yeah. Classy right. Neighborhood as always, Argus. Dog out.
You also call Ursi for this job?
Yeah. I tell him I got some stuff that needs moving. See if he's up for the standard contract. Mm-hmm. Which is Ursi? Almost the exact way I put it to him.
So, Ursi?
Yeah.
Are you up for that contract?
Keep moving. They always call me to move. Every time. Anyone moves, they call me. It's because you can lift 4 boxes with 1 arm.
Yeah. It's a gift and a curse.
The only guy in the neighborhood owns a pickup truck. You're always on call.
Public transit. Sorry.
Okay. But yeah. Place.
Where are we meeting?
My place.
The Avengers assemble at the stately abandoned mall, and you are about to break down the dealio for them. Break down, said dealio, please.
Wow. I give them the short of the run, send them the files, and now we get to looking into the circuit that these things run, time frame, etc.
Well, Dog will roll up in a very nondescript later model car that would not draw attention just about anywhere. Too old to be upper class, but too nice to be low class. Just kind of blends in.
Oh, good. Because Urgus had to walk. So it actually gets you to drive back.
Yeah. Nice digs you got. Isn't this the shopping center that had that hazardous gas warning that shut the whole place down? Couple years back? Classy, Argus. Classy.
Now, that was 3 blocks away. I don't think that was this one.
Alrighty. Now, Argus, this is a particular interesting point. You were hired by Marlon Stoutmire. You know this. Your target is also Marlon Stoutmire. You know this as well. What do you tell the team? Or was that BRB actually not in character?
That was him getting his phone because his wife just called him from, I think, Maryland. I think that's where she is right now.
Awesome. We change spotlight over to Cookie. Cookie, what is...
Oh, God, we're going to die.
What is Cookie doing?
She is working on her notes for the explosives that she used last time, trying to tone them down a little bit.
Are you telling me you want to look through your gear and see what you have available?
Maybe. What are you asking me to do?
I am reminding you of one of your moves.
Storage, yes. I can do that now. Well, if we want.
Why don't you give it a go?
Okay. Well... 5, oh no.
Okay.
I got nothing.
You do not have anything fresh and available. Your explosives are stale. You're appalled with yourself as you try to tone it down. You're tweaking it, and then you're like making your finely crafted commercial grade explosives. Tweak them in a little bit, and you make them a little more than poppers, little fireworks. And they you find them not particularly useful to you anymore. Except for Waking Polly, who you know is actually doing some street racing at the time.
Yes.
It would be terribly convenient to have Polly around on this run, but unfortunately she's not immediately available.
How convenient. Inconvenient, perhaps.
Cookie's still a little rattled from what happened last job, so that's why her stuff's not working right tonight.
I know. She was getting people all sorts of upsets, and she finds this is not the best frame of mind to be working with explosives. So she, quickly puts that aside and puts explosives on the back burner, but not literally, because that would cause them to explode. All right, Jack, what sort of pregame setup are you doing?
Jack doesn't really have a pregame setup in that way. He lounges around, tries to get a little sleep, really. He doesn't
first
need
pair
to
of shoes
psych himself,
or anything?
Himself up for a job. It's been about a week. I guess he could change them.
Steal a new pair of shoes.
No. Doesn't
silence
steal
the dog.
The new, doesn't steal new
Wish
shoes.
Wish I could.
No. Jack silences the dog. He's sent on an assassin.
I haven't even met the dog yet, so I won't be doing that. Ho ho ho.
Ho ho ho.
Yes. No. So, I buy the shoes. They're about the only thing that I do legitimately purchase.
The only thing.
About the only thing, yep.
Wait, legally and all? Crazy.
Yeah, legally. Because it's not as if... Well, I don't know if they're legal or not. Because the shops I tend to frequent in the rubbishy areas of town don't always say where they got their stock from. I assume it's legal, but I know not to ask questions.
Alright, let me know when we have Argos back. Still gone, so we are changing the spotlight over to Ursi now. Ursi, you, after your noble participation in the first half of the data extraction that you met up with this team for the first part, what happened to him? What was he doing in the meantime? And what was his impressions of the team?
So the reason I wasn't able to attend the second half of the mission was because I had to go back to my day job so as to keep up appearances in my day-to-day life. As the mission started in the middle of the week, I couldn't exactly skip every day of week work that week.
No, of course not. So he was doing some manual labor, is it?
Yeah. Big steel.
Big steel. What particular in does he have a particular specialty in his manual labor?
Currently, I'm on the welding, but I also do everything else too.
Naturally, otherwise you would be fired.
Yeah,
and thrown to the streets.
Lifting heavy things is most of my gig too.
Discarded like a used wrapper. Now, what were your impressions of the team?
Let's see. Argos, professional as always. Hard nosed a little bit. Cookie's a bit of a loose cannon. Jack was kind of standoffish. Polly, thank heavens she couldn't pronounce my name because I'm sure she would have butchered it with some kind of additional affectation. But definitely not taking missions as serious as I think she should have, but get work where you can, I guess.
Okay, and does he have apprehensions about working with his team again? minus Polly plus this new addition of Dog. You are probably like two new dogs meeting each other for the first time, sizing each other up. Dog, join in. You're seeing Ursi for the first time, as well as this team minus Polly.
All right. He has this big smile on the dog's face as he walks in. He introduces himself. It's just, they call me the dog. Dog's dressed very casually. It's not quite street, but it's not quite modern fare either. He's got a fairly long trench that he wears, driving gloves on. Clean, but just one step above streetwear. Big smile on his face, big hand out to shake anyone that offers. It's like, no Argos from way back. Served together for a while. You're his team, I take it.
Currently, yes, yes. I'll shake his hand. Return the smiles. Cause
Jack and Cookie, feel free to join in as well.
And friendly.
A-team.
Cookie's sizing you up, trying to guess your weight. Cholesterol levels.
Don't inhale anything she spritzes at you.
Just keeping you in the back of my mind.
Dog is a little on the tall side, but slender. So you figure he's probably not much over maybe 200.
Last guy she spritzed in the face is still in the hospital.
But he's not in the hospital because I spritz him. He's in the hospital because I'm not as sly as I thought I was.
It's all about framing, Cookie.
I should stay in the lab. As something poofs in my face because I'm still rattled.
Oh, no.
That's some sort of candy.
I did. I sent him some candy.
Well, nice looking place you got here.
What did you put in the candy?
Well, you remember that fog we made for the biker rally? And she kind of goes on and talks about the interesting process of crystallizing it and how it'll be absorbed in the body. And she feels a little better.
Which hospital is he at?
Something general.
Okay, so don't go to those hospitals just in case the doctors and nurses have been snatching some of the food from patients. Okay. Important safety tip, everybody. Remember that.
Cookie, paint us a word picture about his eventual recuperation and transition from being completely knocked the F out by your spritzing drug.
Well, that shouldn't have very many side effects. Maybe a headache, a little grumpiness. He was very irritable when he woke up. But that shouldn't last too long. It's just this chemical and that chemical.
He's regained bowel control. That's always a positive.
And Apostle Paul apparently never even lost bowel control. So that was clearly a unique interaction with that one particular individual.
He was also a very big man, as I recall.
So. Very big. And he hadn't been drinking beforehand. Maybe these chemicals shouldn't mix with alcohol.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah.
Where most chemicals go.
Do not mix with alcohol. Remember to make note of that, Cookie.
Hey, Steven, have we taken bets yet?
No. While we are doing this, Argos has laid out the basic plan. There's a shipment of guns, quote-unquote guns, but, you know, military hardware in general, but shorted into guns with a Z, with quotation marks around it. There's a shipment of guns that you need to hijack. You have the basic timetable and even the route that it's likely to take. And how much is at stake for each individual? Basically, how much cred are you putting on the line?
I'll throw in two.
All right.
Two for Argos as well.
Two.
Everybody's going for two?
Yeah.
So this is a high-octane mission. I'm going to be trying to take them out on the
Well, this is a
freeway.
Chance.
That's the word I'm thinking.
Yes.
That's the game plan right now, right?
If you can somehow take it out at some other place, being the actual destination or the actual start location, you are some sort of wizard and will get even more notoriety. But in transit is the likely time to strike.
Yeah, this is not my game, usually. So just the one cred. I'm not going to wager it all on...
Okay. Hey, but...
Stupid mission like this, I'm afraid.
They did also stipulate that the cargo is thus free for resale. So you are eventually going to be paid, ideally, twice.
I do like getting paid twice.
You're paid to hijack the shipment, and you are, you know, now have a ship. You would then hypothetically have a shipment on guns on your hands that you could do with whatever. Now, you may all like guns quite a bit, but an entire cargo container of guns might be a bit much even for Argos to use at one time. So, hypothetically, in that situation, you would probably sell it to a third party. Now, the question is, Argos, you're back now?
Yes.
What I was proposing to you today, just to make it clear, the target you're attacking is Marlon Stadtmeier. The people that hired you is also a individual connected to Marlon Stadtmeier. How much, if what, do you share with your team?
Nobody else here is owned by Stadtmeier, so everything, I guess.
Just you and Polly are owned by Stadtmeier, if that's even known to the others.
I don't think
dogs
hunted by Stadtmeier.
No, nope. He is owned by...
I am not owned. I am hunted by the Yasuki.
Hunted. Perfect. You are hunted by the Yasuki.
I'm off again.
Hunter's being hunted.
Yep.
Ain't that the way of it?
All right. Well, I'll look around and I'll ask. Well, we're talking about kind of looking over some of the data. It's like, so we're talking about taking down truck, potentially high speeds on the roads. So who's your wheelman here?
Cookie touches her nose and says,
"Naughty."
I see.
It's more stealth.
Right. So maybe looking under options here, you know, where it leaves, of course, we got to keep it from getting to the destination. But it seems to me like maybe our best play is to get it to make an unscheduled stop. Tire damage, low on fuel.
I can do that. A pretty gun for that. You know, if you want to bring it.
Not a bad plan.
I
can definitely make it.
Do we have data on what kind of hauler this is? What kind of truck? How heavily armored it is? Armed? How many drivers?
Initially given.
I will give this as free to anybody that can make just a basic intelligence test. You know, common knowledge if you care. Polly would likely know this sort of thing offhand, but everybody, roll 2d6, and I'll tell you what everybody knows out of hand.
It's Stadtmeier. Of course, it's armored.
It's an 18-wheeler, isn't it? As we said earlier?
Yes.
All right. Everybody knows offhand. I do not see one for Argos.
I work for them. I know what they do.
Well, okay. Argos knows a bit more. If he cares to share it. Everybody knows it's a big, big 18-wheeler, quote-unquote. It probably actually has more like 24 or 30 wheels. These things are huge, massive land barges. They are armored, nominally. They don't really stop for nobody. And, you know, cars, these kinds of trawlers, they're you know, kind of automated, but there's a guy behind the wheel anyway, and often a team, and they usually have guns. They're more of a secure, kind of like a, mobile security source to make sure the handing off of the shipments goes smoothly. But otherwise, not too many guards are on them, or shouldn't be. Just the two dudes in the front cab.
And we have a route?
And you have at least a destination that it's leaving from and a destination it's going to.
But we don't have a route.
You do have the normal route, but it's, you know, basically the presumed point A to point D shortest distance.
Google Maps says it's the fastest.
Yes, exactly. And you also know that sometimes it will route around delays, you know, gang violence that's blocking streets, that sort of thing, automatically, if it has enough forewarning.
Now, is this transport entirely done within the sprawl?
Well, the sprawl is freaking huge, so yes.
Okay. Wasn't sure if it was going from this sprawl to another.
What happens after it gets from point A to point B, you don't know just yet. You're just handed the information for point A to point B. What it might go from point after point B is anyone's guess at this time.
All right. If I were escorting this group, would I be in the cargo area, or is that a strictly sealed when we leave, open when we get there?
Normal circumstances, there's nobody in the cargo container, but, you know, if you were going to lay a trap, you would obviously put somebody in there. That's just common sense.
Argos, for planning this, I have a question.
Go ahead.
How gruesome do you want it to be?
I'd rather they not even know we're there.
It's like the opposite side of
the first time they realize something has happened is when they get to point B, and there's nothing in the cargo hold except for a hole in the bottom.
That's challenging. I mean, it'd be Jack's field, I guess.
How much influence the change in... How much acceleration can your arm survive?
Mine?
Yes.
What do you mean by acceleration? Like, grab a truck while it's moving and hold on?
Yes.
That's how you lose your arm off its shoulder socket. I just have my forearm replaced. It won't do with jerking. I'll snap it off where it's joined in to my natural body and snap it off where it's born joined to my shoulder. Not that much.
Well, if we can figure out the route and we can cause some tire damage of some sort along the way, something that causes a slow leak enough that they're going to have to pull off, but be able to pull off somewhere where they think is safe, looking at this route, you know, like... Is this a security run, or is this like a normal run? Like, are they doing this like off the books, or is this like a normal everyday run for this truck? Do we know that?
You do not know this offhand.
Okay. Well, taking a look of like where truck stops would be, large convenient places where a truck of that size could turn off if needed to do some repairs. Like trying to plot out a course of like where can we lay something on the road that's going to hit our truck and likely not much more, cause a slow leak or slow damage that they're going to have to pull off at one of these closer truck stops.
Okay, that would sound like a research role to me, sir. But also, just to throw out a sense of scale, the sprawl is sprawling. It is huge. The distance is we are talking are actually from point A to point B, like a couple hundred miles. It's not a short distance from, you know, just from the...
At this point, we lose our connection with Skype. We pick up again a few moments later.
Everyone back together?
Yep.
So far, yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Hooray, the gang's all back.
No, yeah. Not your fault, but
the gang is all back together. Hooray. Now, I don't know which at what point you dropped out. Is the recording still recording?
Yes.
All right. I forget who asked, but They asked about overpasses and sky bridges and the potential of blowing one up. And there are several overpasses and sky bridges.
Blowing one of them up. Let's not overstate them.
My plan was overstate. The sprawl is about action and overstating everything, so overstate freely, everybody. But I would point it out immediately that there is no section of the sprawl that has an overpass or skybridge that is not uninhabited underneath. So blowing one up would probably be catastrophic to human life and safety.
A bit overkill as well.
And there's no telling that the cargo might be safe if you did that either, but feel free to do so.
Seems like either our only options are to hit it while it's moving, run it off the road, or cause it to have to pull over, and that's pretty much what we're looking at here.
You're not running a 30-wheeler off the road, so we got to do something.
All right, this has wheels, right? Does it only have wheels? Because I seem to remember we have flying cars. Or some form of thrust for
vector thrust vehicles? Yes. Those would be prohibitively expensive for moving cargo of this amount and size.
Okay. So they only have tires. Well, they've probably got self-inflating tires or the ones which are pure rubber and no...
Hell, these things have a cow catcher on the front and some tank treads on the main big rig.
Well, yeah, that's why you put the thing which dispenses the caltrops in the wheel arch of the vehicle. So that it trips and they've got no chance to avoid it because it's coming from their vehicle. But that would cause horrible damage again. So yeah, probably not a good idea.
And if the car goes of this size, I mean, for us to get a haul out of this, we're going to have to be able to drive that truck out of there. Mm-hmm. Unless you all have a truck that we could load that size of a container on.
Can we tamper with its fuel? And then bring our own fuel? Will we steal it?
If we get to the vehicle at this point, it'll be a grand act. The fact is, it's currently at its filling place, which is well guarded. Marlon Stattmeyer facility going to another one. Both locations is guarded as Marlon Stattmeyer makes things.
Wow, sounds like a job for an infiltrator.
That would be the case.
Or a localized imp field. We knock out its electronics temporarily. It's going to have to pull over for that.
Ooh, I like that plan.
Yes, it would.
Even though nobody's knock out everything on the bridge, cause a traffic jam.
How would an EMP affect people with cybernetics?
Poorly. Very poorly.
Depends case by case and what exactly.
Mine's low power frequency, so...
I mean, somebody with thermal plating, probably not at all. But somebody like Cookie with CyberComp might actually make her deaf for a while.
You might want to I was going to say, it depends on what brand you've got as well. I mean, you can get shielded stuff just a few creds more. Just a few creds more for what you want.
The only way I can see this going particularly well is if I myself infiltrate this ship. I plant something to cause a malfunction, and then you guys rob us while we're on the road. To make it believable, I'm going to have to take some... I'm going to have to probably get winged in order to make it believable that the...
I'll shoot you.
Everyone immediately volunteers to shoot Argos. Beautiful. But only...
I just love that it's the sibling who immediately stood up there because that is, yep, perfect sibling relationship.
So, could you make some sort of additive to the fuel?
Child, perhaps.
As an additive, yes.
I have extract of crying child.
Sounds
make them lay down on the floor and kick their legs.
For no apparent reason.
Mine's just getting there. It's fine. But it would cause it to cut off, malfunction, and then a second additive that you can put onto it so that it'll start back up again.
Now, I feel I must interject, and do you want to clarify that the additive is not explosive in nature?
Yeah, because Kiki's expertise is in explosives and pharmaceuticals. I can drug people, but I'm not sure I can drug
people. And she could certainly make an additive that explodes and disables the vehicle that way, but it might make it difficult to drive off a said vehicle afterwards.
She could make an additive that as the fuel's burning, it causes them to become sedated. So they start yawning, getting tired, so they got to pull over to get some calf or whatever else to keep them going.
I'd have to get a tailpipe.
Pipe.
We'll cause the carbon monoxide to back up into the cabin, thus knocking out the occupants.
All kinds of things that we can put in their drinks or whatever. Or I still have the spritzing stuff. You can just spritz them and take their spot to be the driver and just you make a pit stop.
Are they really going to let a guy who's walks in off the street and says, hey, yep, I'm the best driver around, drive their highly secret gun cargo?
There's going to be a mook holding a gun when I take this mission. It's what I do on it that's going to get me in the driver's seat.
So you're going to be shotgun, essentially, and the guy's going to get knocked out, and you're going to just take over the driving?
That's the idea.
Also, to restate, the vehicle itself is basically autopiloted the entire way.
Okay, so there's nobody to knock out.
Well, there are two people to knock out. They're just overseeing security guard type people.
Right, so if they're it's both on autopilot, then, I mean, maybe there's a way to override the autopilot. We'd really need a hacker or somebody for that.
Man, but we have the machine with us, so someone who's actually shown ability to get into a computer. The actual wires of it.
So how does it auto drive there? Is it looking for like GPS signals or something? Could we change the GPS signals so that it could divert it off?
I'm afraid that would be a larger network than we'd want to try to hack.
Alright.
Better bet is to have, after I've secured the cab, transfer you over to change the destination.
Yeah, that's not a thing I can do.
It is absolutely a thing you can do.
Yeah.
You are okay, slick.
That's not a skill set that I use then. I'm not a hacker. I don't hack into things.
Okay, presumably.
I mean, I can try. And also, jumping from a moving vehicle to another moving vehicle, not a thing I've really done much of.
You do it all. All right, that's some of us.
Hello.
Okay. I think you're having issues, but...
Yeah.
Alrighty.
It's fine. It's not like the...
I was going to suggest not having a hacker is not a big deal, as we all can roll a contact for a game, so we can always hire us a contact to do something.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if that means more people coming in on the job.
I'm thinking that there's most likely a manual backup for driving this vehicle, and therefore all you have to do when you get on board is knock out the computer.
Correct.
You can do that. You've got a gun. You don't need me to jump across vehicles and risk my life and limb in order to get on there to do exactly what you're going to do.
You don't have to jump. Irsi is going to throw you.
That's a cable mechanism.
But throwing sounds fun.
And presumably, since it's computer controlled, it will drive at a consistent speed. And since our other vehicle will be controlled by dog,
I don't think it would. No, I think it would react to the environment around it and speed up or slow down depending on traffic. It might even have sensors to see if somebody is following it. I don't know.
All right, so that's the research I get to do when I go to.
That's the thing. And again, don't need me in there if you just want to disable it. Shoot it. I'm not a hacker. This is not my area of expertise.
Anybody have anything to say to that?
I think the next thing we need to do is figure out the exact specs of the vehicle and see if I can get put on this mission as a guard.
Yeah, right. With that, we get a friendly on the inside, and if we have to do a high speed or a moving chase where someone has to jump on board, it wouldn't be the first time I've done that. I look over at Argos meaningfully as we have a flashback to that last mission in the military. As I'm hanging from a helicopter.
It's everywhere.
Yes.
All right. I really don't have... I guess you guys can just map out where we want to try and take it over, but...
Mm-hmm. I mean, we can get a feel for what the roads are pretty easily, much like you would today. It's like there are only certain roads that a truck of that size can go because of height restrictions, overpasses, that sort of thing. So we can get a really good idea of what path they'd have to take.
Yep. Yeah. Fastest route. Time is money.
When are we going to hit them as well? How long we got before it goes down?
You're asking for a time frame?
Yep.
Oh, you have about 2 days.
Oh, so So that truck actually hasn't left the lot yet. So we could actually do something to it.
Yes.
If we know what truck they have, they got any other? Are they going to be sending along other, like a armored car in front and an armored car behind, sort of thing? I forgot what a security detail. They're the words I'm looking for. Oh God, why did I forget the word security?
No.
Okay, nothing like that. So we got nobody else to worry about.
At least not presumably.
Not unless we mess it up and alert
not unless
the sun
you
is going
mess
down.
It up.
Yeah.
Please tell me how you are messing it up.
Oh. Just wait. We'll show you. All right. So I guess I'm going and...
So what is what people are doing?
Argos is going to research that mission and see if he can't get on.
All right. Tell me how you're going about this, Argos.
I'm seeing what's available in the Marlon Stattmeyer employee database about this, that vehicle, etc.
All right.
Am I in the same base as the vehicle?
Are you? Basically, remember that this is an action-based game. Until I ask for a role, it happens. So just narrate to me how this is happening for you.
Well, I am part of that same.
Yes, you are. So it's actually happening. You can just roll up in there, lay your thing down, and, you know, punch things out as you like it.
And if anybody asked, I'm just trying to find Polly. She owes me money.
For the purposes of this game, Polly would be considered a contact that you could hire. If necessary.
She's just an excuse at the moment. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and look through the database once I get on site.
All right. Narrate that for me, man.
I go to a console. I put in my ID.
All right. You're throwing in your own. You're calling up information. And you're looking through various schedules, various cross-references with personnel files, who's available, who's going to get it randomized. Are you using some sort of, like, executive override, backdoor entries? You are a deniable asset of Marlon Stattmeyer. Tell me about how that works in with the normal corporate structure.
In order to support their denial
blasts,
which they don't have any of, let's be honest here. The denial blasts would theoretically have access to training and training sims and such, as well as regular operating procedures so that they can stay in pace with the rest of the company.
Okay.
And it's those standing operating procedures and familiarities that I am going to be calling upon while I look through this.
Okay. You're getting up a duty roster for the day, and, you know, you see who's, you know, assigned to that cargo hauler for that particular day. And it's like Joe Schmo and Schmo Doe. And you're just, like, kicking him off across to, or at least one of them, to some other party or cargo hauler and inserting yourself. Is that what I'm getting?
Well, I was going to have there be a deficit the day of because somebody came up extremely sick. Oh, by the way, Cookie, I need you to cook something up for me.
No problem.
Oh, so you're putting yourself on the reserve list.
Yep.
That I can hear their wail of despair already.
And because I am, my standing is good, I'm at the top of that reserve list. Because I really don't want to have to.
Boy, howdy. So, we need Joe Schmo to be poisoned. You now have a little side mission. You have to take it under effect. So, how are you getting that done? You looked up Joe Schmo. You've got his address. Is everybody still hearing me?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
Indeed.
I heard no baby, so I was worried that I dropped.
I muted us.
Okay. Don't scare me like that. All right. You've got Joe Schmo's address. You've got where he works. You've got his presumed home schedule. Home being what time he doesn't work and is in the area because he probably crosses all over the place. He probably stays in coffin hotels a lot or, you know, Marlon Stattmeyer boarding houses. Boarding house in this case being just a Marlon Stattmeyer run coffin hotel.
Wonderful thing about the information age? Social media. So I know what bars he frequents.
He checks in.
Oh, yeah. So you even have his bar.
And now, pictures of his dinner.
So is this, are we cutting to the day before the plan is going underway? Or
I would actually like to get a hold of a contact of mine.
Declare a contact for me.
I am declaring a contact. Sal, who works for the Public Works Department on the road labor crew, sometimes takes a little money from me to set up quickie barricades and puts on a show of some of his guys with the vests on and hard hats saying, oh, wait, we got a bad electrical line here. You got to make a detour. He does that sort of work for me every once in a while when I'm trying to cage a runner. So I'm going to give Saul a call and see if he can be on standby, give him the date of this is going down. And give them the route. And it's like, you know, if you could be standby and potentially on this route, if you can make a quickie detour for me when I need, you know, you'll have a 10-15 minute lead time. See if Sal is interested in a job.
All right. Do you have any special moves for this?
Nope. Just call a contact.
Call a contact for me. And that should be declare contact style, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, declaring it is just saying, hey, it's this person. Getting them to do something. Yeah.
This is hit the street style. Hit the street for me.
Okay. And hit the street is plus style, right?
Yes. So tell me how you're approaching Saul. Phone call.
Oh, just it. I've got a phone call. Saul and I have worked together a lot before. I usually give him a cut of whatever runner I'm able to bring in, you know, cut of the what I get from the police departments, etc. So I don't tell him that this is anything different, you know, like another runner, but here he's going to be in a fairly large vehicle, some kind of semi truck, maybe making a run for it. You interested, Sal?
Roll it for me.
Roll plus style. Okay. It is style, or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, my style's not so good. So, 7.
So, deigns to pick up your call because he's a busy guy.
Yes.
He's a busy guy. Saul here. How you doing, dog? How you doing today? What do you need of Saul?
Hey, Saul, got another one of those extracurricular activities that you're down with every now and then.
Extracurricular activities, I see, but who is it this time?
Oh, you know, I can't throw the name out there, our usual. A little different this time, though. I hear he's trying to make a break for it in a fairly sizable rig. Yeah, that might change the dynamics a little bit there.
Where about is this having to take place?
All right, give him the stretch. Yeah.
200 miles!
I'll give you plenty of warning.
Is there any place in particular?
I scout out, let's say three likely places where if we have a diversion and they have to make a turn off, it will turn them off into a place that will, one, slow them down, two, have fewer witnesses, and three, potentially they could stop.
Okay. Tell me this for Saul. And pause you right there. Mm-hmm. You need to choose two of the list below from Hit the Streets. It's going to cost you either extra, it's going to take some time to put together, which you have.
Yep, we have time.
Score attract unwanted attention, complications, or consequences.
No. It'll cost me extra. Saul's been a good contact. I don't mind giving him a little bit of extra for this. And I will have extra time because he does have the extra time. And we'll plot out three places where him having a diversion would be the most advantageous to us.
All right. I'm going to say this is going to cost you, therefore, 2 cred.
Of course. Money well spent.
All right, dog, Saul's got your back. We got this arrangement. These three places, I think I can handle that. So
now, Saul, I know you and the family need it. You know, public works we only do, plays we do. So much in the city.
And I got to get across town. Taxi fare, not cheap. I got you covered for this. What kind of particular distraction do you need to line down?
The usual. Put up official looking roadblocks. Get a couple of guys out there in hard hats. Make it look like you're doing a little bit of work. Get them to detour. The usual scam.
Let me let you in on a detail here, dog. See, I don't even got to fake nothing. This city is the shit. We got road work that needs to be done all the dang time. I just going to happen to do some right there, right then.
Oh, perfect. You can pull two paychecks on this one from the state and one from me.
Don't you know it. Later, dog. All right. And that little side bit done. You have a detour set up. Now, just to clarify, is that going to stop them outright or detour
them? No, it will detour them into a place that, like I said, that one, less traffic, yes. less bystanders to see what's going on, and potentially a place where if they wanted to, they could stop.
All right. You run some simulations.
Yep.
And if you set it off, you know, depending on where the truck is at the time, it's going to have to it will automatically turn off of the road to bypass that obstruction of the flow of traffic. And a lot of other cars are going to do this too.
Yep.
But most of them aren't doing the long hauls like this one is. But if you don't time it just right, maybe some other big rigs will be behind it. Never know.
It'll have to come off autopilot because this will be an impromptu road work that's going on that is unplanned for. It won't be in the system. So somebody's going to have to take over manual control at that point.
If you time it right, that will happen, yes. All right. And what kind of neighborhood are you planning to drive them into?
It wouldn't be so much of a neighborhood for a truck that size. It's probably using the interstate type of roads.
That's correct.
Right. So it's going to be more like it's going to be driving it into a trucker gas station or one of these convenience stations on the off the side of the road where truckers can, you know, park their vehicles and use a restroom and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. They can certainly do that, but a lot of this... you know, since these are autopilot, basically these are just babysitting gigs, a lot of those facilities are in the truck itself.
Yep, fair enough, but road problems do happen, so...
They do, they yeah. do. So that is a service-style station.
The long way around is all we really need.
The long way around. Now, you got that in the plans and in the works. Anybody else doing anything in the 2 days leading up to this? Throwing in ideas, plans, machinations?
All right, there is one more thing I need my team to do.
Okay, before you make this guy unfortunately sick.
Yes. I need to get the name of a notorious highwayman, understand his signatures, and then mimic it. Be prepared to mimic it so that it looks like he did the job instead of us, a random Shadowrun crew.
I can do some... online research while y'all set up stuff, I guess.
All right.
The wiki pages.
You can tell me how you're doing that research. Is there any move you need to roll real quick, Argos?
It's after the mission. If I've put doubt on somebody else instead of us.
All right. Do you need to roll your hold generating move or anything?
Oh, yeah, I should probably do that since we started. That's Edge, right?
You're welcome.
Thanks. Oh, it's not a six. That's not fancy clothes. Where's Edge?
Cookie. What does Cookie need to do? Cookie, you need to make me basically a mind roll.
Let's go, well.
Ted, that's better than before.
Giving a guy a case of bad food poisoning is very easy for Cookie to do. She recently found out that her previous formula plus alcohol makes someone lose control of their bowels. So you have a devious idea within your percolating within your demented little exploding mind.
I will buy him a drink.
You will buy him a drink.
Ooh. We're letting her out in the field again?
Apparently.
I can babysit if you need. Or
well, she's not doing she can certainly give you what you need and not let her in the field, but she seems to want to go out in the field. I don't know. That's up for you to deal with.
You can babysit.
Yeah. I'm okay. My explosives aren't working today. It's just dropping stuff. I experiment on people without them knowing all the time.
Now, Ursi was not actually there for the train wreck that was Cookie for the second half of the mission.
But it was in the news.
It was in the news.
Oh, it was in the news.
But, you know, Ursi is a very busy working kind of guy. So, play out these specific instructions that Argos is giving him on chaperoning Cookie.
She has one target. Gets that one target, doesn't arouse suspicion. If she starts going for other targets, pick her up and walk out.
Just put me over your shoulder and let's go.
Is that a picture of the target? Mr. Schmo?
Yeah, there you go. Holding up holographic image.
Absolutely.
He's an average looking dude.
I look Ursi up and down and get his height and weight stored in the back of my mind. Everyone's the test subject.
Ursi, you... Ursi, how seriously is he taking the threat of Cookie?
Having been party to the fiasco the first time, when...
He was not directly part of the fiasco that involved Cookie.
The previous job, when she started spraying everyone in the...
Oh, yeah, I was spraying people in the bar.
That is true.
I was there for that, so I know that there's a...
And Apostle Paul, I believe.
So yeah, he knows that Cookie panics.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
About my role, Steven, I get one hold, but they know what I'm up to.
Well, they hired you to do this job itself, so that is interesting.
Yes. Figurative. Messed up.
Yeah, you don't even know why they hired you to rob themselves.
I stopped asking why Marlon Stammeyer does things and just
try to plot for troubleshooting for them.
Good man. Let's see.
Dog just figures it's for the insurance.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's always for the insurance.
Now, so
you guys aren't thinking it's a rival executive trying to screw up another person's project?
Man, that's good ideas here.
Yeah. I don't really care. I just
doesn't really matter, though, does it?
No.
Doesn't matter. But there we go.
Check on that clock. Now, you have a framework of the plan. Now, Argos, you're a seasoned pro, expert planner, have pulled off numerous missions, right?
Yes.
Correct. You are all smooth operators. There's no question that you have the capabilities, knowledge, and skill to pull off this mission, but something occurs to you. What are you going to do with it after you acquire it?
Hey, there's plenty of street gangs around here that could probably use some new hardware.
I've got no idea what kind of hardware it is. I mean, for the moment, I think we got to put it in storage somewhere until we know exactly what we're dealing with. I mean, if it's a bunch of rocket launchers, let's not give them to the gangs because that makes things even more difficult for us.
Unless they're allied gangs.
Mostly, I was
not even then, man. Escalation.
Drop off the stuff.
Also, if rocket launchers go missing, and then a gang with known connections to you suddenly has rocket launchers, that might not be good. Just saying.
Mostly, I'm thinking put in a safe house, finish, have it deliver, and then stuff be suddenly missing. Find best on the road. Either way, and then slowly move our product afterwards.
Well, do you have a safe house to move it to?
No, but I do know Jimmy Lean, and he actually got me in contact for this property.
You're declaring a contact?
I actually already have him.
Oh, okay.
He was my session 2 contact.
Tell me about this guy. This guy. Let's see, especially if I have to do a voice for
him. Pretty much a used car salesman, except for what he sells doesn't move. And usually doesn't look pretty either.
Gosh dang. Well, hit the streets and try to hit up this guy. How are you hitting him up?
I'm going to call his office.
Call his office. Okay. All right. See if he deigns to pick up the phone for you.
I should never call people. Yeah, I should never call people.
He does not answer your call. Well, are you going to take that line down? He just did not pick up the phone for you, Argos.
Probably got arrested again. Anybody else have a way to get safe house?
No, that pulling a gang connection.
That may be a little dangerous. You mean there's no places you've built they've been foreclosed on?
If they foreclose, we take them back, and they're still under ascendant ownership.
All right. Think in the slightly run down part of the sprawl, where you foreclosed on something and are biding your time to do something with it.
Oh, like we crushed the mall. Victor. Talking to someone at my work, but only a couple of those guys are, what's the word, permissive of less than legal activities.
He doesn't need to know why I need a warehouse.
So you just need
apartment building. If I buy this,
so I just find that I don't have to tell him anything about it, just looking to see what there is.
Yeah, exactly. I need a building in this area.
Okay.
Make up something that should go along.
So I'm going to declare contact, I guess. Going to look through our ascendant directory and find the director of waiting properties or foreclosed properties.
Be an entire department.
Yeah, we're just going to find somebody in there that I can talk to, though.
Secretaries know everything.
That's a good point. So, yeah.
And they're usually maligned with the boss. They don't like them.
Okay.
Also, Cookie, just so you are aware, anyone can make declare a contact. You can declare one contact per game. So you are free to declare one as well.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of her, like, where she would be, because she has gang connections, because she makes drugs for them, but...
You are owned by the Yasuki, is that right?
Yes.
And they run all the illegal operations, or practically all the illegal operations, in the sprawl. They could probably make a shipment of guns disappear.
All right, so
it would be theirs.
Yeah, but did we want to give them our guns? Because, you know, it's fun to play with military-grade explosives and stuff.
Well, presumably you would sell them the guns, but that would require trusting Cookie to make a contact roll with her handler. At the very least.
Dog is already thinking of ways how he can make those guns malfunction if you're going to give them to the Yasuki.
I'd rather figure what ordinances it is before we tell anybody about them.
Ooh. I am going to ask Dog and Cookie to make a link roll each. Effectively, just roll 2d6.
Link to what? That's just it. I mean...
Well,
it's just 2D6
Cookie
unless
is
we're linking to
yes.
something.
Well, I'm saying it's a link roll. This is basically a knowledge roll that doesn't fall under anything else.
Not a chance. Don't know a thing.
I got a 9. I know a little.
This
something.
Is perfect. Now, Cookie, you are owned by the Yasuki.
Yes.
Dog is hunted by the Yasuki. You know. Dog is hunted by the Yasuki.
I've seen his poster in the meeting house.
It's come up from time to time. This guy has caused... Dog, what kind of trouble have you caused for the Yasuki?
They had some runners that they wanted to have get away, you see. And I caught them. More importantly, they paid me to make sure that they got away by paying for this spiffy set of cyber eyes that I have. But I caught them anyway.
So, you know, Dog here has been a pain in the ass to your, you know, the people holding your leash. And you have an obligation to kind of rat him out. You've heard, you know, through the grapevine, you know, people chatting, you know, when they're picking up bombs and stuff. About, you know, this pain in the neck, less than scum, pawn sucking dog bounty hunter that needs to get his comeuppance. What are you going to do with that information?
That's a very good question. Cookie doesn't really do very well with confrontation. But I do have things to neutralize him. He's about the right height for this new formula. But I think we'll keep it on the back burner in case I make the boss mad again.
So you're going to hold him on, hold this information as a reserve to... appease your boss should he get mad at you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
My get out of jail free card.
Perfect. All right. And now, what are you going to do about acquiring mission appropriate, you know, a fence for the gear that you're about to steal. Because, you know, what is the game plan for getting rid of this stuff, presumably, once you have it?
I mean,
you could go completely without one, but, you know, being the seasoned pros professionals, at least some of you, would know that you need to get rid of it at the end of the day.
I'm getting paid to take it.
You're being paid to take it.
Distribution. That's something I can worry about another day. Because I don't want to set up a fence for a bunch of guns when they have a bunch of mecha in the back.
That's a good point.
Very.
I think we should keep it.
But also, you do keep in mind that you are being paid to take it, essentially to keep it away from the getting to where it needs to be. So if it gets retaken by its proper owners, you have failed your mission.
We still have that safe house.
You could hypothetically just blow it up, but that would net you less money.
No, I have insurance on the warehouse that it's in.
You could just blow up the shipment is what I'm getting at.
I know. You said it would give me less money, but I'm going to blow up the warehouse that it's in as well and then claim insurance on the warehouse.
You have to explain what blew up in the warehouse.
Why would you get insurance on the warehouse? Safe?
We wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Unless we bought it. That would cost more than it would get us back in insurance. Do we still need a warehouse to store the stuff in until we find this
somewhere to hide?
How are you getting this supposed warehouse?
I would like to declare a contact. Jamala.
Okay, she's Jamala.
Ascendant foreclosure receptionist.
You know, you could just make a fixer, just saying, but if you want a foreclosure receptionist for safe houses, absolutely, go with that.
Just any big properties we've taken over and haven't done anything with.
Okay. To, you know, demolition or something? Yeah. And build up new stuff? Because that's what you do?
Yeah.
All right.
Everything is waiting.
Tell me about Jamala.
I may or may not have met her once at a Christmas party a year or two ago. It's kind of fuzzy in my head, and hopefully in hers too. So if I suggest that to her, maybe she'll go with it. African-American woman. Average size, I'd say. Higher income than me. But if I recall who it was correctly, she's a relatively nice woman.
Age?
Early 40s.
Early 40s. Ursi's age?
I'm not quite all that yet, but...
Okay. Well, hit the streets for Jamala. How do you contact Jamala? Do you, you know, visit her at the office?
I'm just going to visit her in the office.
All right. So, you know, typing pool sounds in the background. Ticka, ticka, ticka. Because, you know, that's just the white noise generator, honestly. Nobody actually types like that anymore. that would be the ascendant white noise generator for office atmosphere. Keep everybody productive. Better than oldies music. And you're, you know, rolling up on Jamala, flashing your best grin, affixing your, you know, ducking off your wolf hat. Real quick, because, you know, that wouldn't be appropriate to show in the office. Yeah, I can't show that. And you're rolling up to her. Roll Hit the Streets for me.
Which set is that? Style?
That is style.
Yep.
All right. Before I get to this little role play session, you need to choose two. Is it going to cost you extra? Some time? Attract unwanted attention, complications, or consequences? Or does your contact need something from you? You choose two.
Can you read through them again?
Your request is going to cost you extra. Your request is going to take some time to put together. Your request is going to attract unwanted attention, complications, or consequences. Your contact needs you to help them out with something. And if you turn them down, take one minus one ongoing on this move so you make it right.
So that's a, is that five or four different options?
Four different options.
Okay. So I think it'd be interesting to go complications, and she needs something from me.
Beautiful. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Right. We'll do that. And no. Didn't fail that rolls. He did. All right. And Arceus' actual name or just his handle?
That was my handle.
Okay, what does Jamala know him by?
John.
John, perfect. John, baby, how you doing, my man? Remember that time at the office? You never called.
Yeah. I'll make a fairly obvious note that I have a wedding ring on my hand, which is probably why I didn't call.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, what brings you by the office today?
I was wondering if you could help me find a little location I might need for an upcoming event.
Event? What would you need a location for?
See, when my wife and I got married, it was kind of a justice of the peace kind of thing. No one was us, a drunken guy, and an old lady who were really not sure why she was there. I try not to ponder it too much. But we wanted to actually do like a ceremony now that we've been married this 2 or 3 years. Three? More like three now.
Okay.
So we're kind of looking for like a small place, a good seat of 100 people, could fix it up a little bit.
100 people?
Maybe like a warehouse or something I can just borrow
warehouse.
For the weekend.
Warehouse? How about, you know, just maybe some condemned hotel that we're about to tear down?
I'll take a look at it if you don't mind.
Okay, let me pull up these lists here. But, dear, let me tell you, I'm going to need something for this.
Of course.
You ready to hear my little favor?
Anything. Mostly.
Well, what I need from you is, seeing as how you are unavailable and off the market, you need to get me a date. And I want to attend this event.
Of course. I mean, we haven't actually decided if we're going to do the... I guess we've got re-dedication since we're technically already married. But I can definitely try to find you a guy. I know plenty of guys that are definitely looking.
So this is not a open party?
It's not been confirmed we're going to do it or not. We're just looking at pricing, see if we're actually have the money for it yet.
Oh. Sweet talk.
Fast talk?
Fast talk, yes.
Also which style. Is that style again?
Yes.
I still got to put a point in that when I level up.
Yes! All right. Fast talk. She says, okay. Advancing an appropriate... Yeah. Appropriate. All right. Advance clock. Choose one. If they do what you want, mark experience. If they don't do it, they must act under pressure to go against your stay wish. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to advance the clock, since this is just a little thing. Now, oh man, rereading this, I should have marked more experience in the past. Oh well. Now, she says, sure, honey, but, you know, who do you have on the call for me to hook me up? Jamala need a date. let me just say it, throw it out there. And she sizes you up, holds up her hands. I like them big, muscular. You know a lot of guys like that, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. Hook Jamala up, and you can have this printout right here. And she waves a list of locations that you asked for that meet your requirements.
I'm going to turn away and quickly call Argos if I can.
Argos, you are been conferenced into this call.
What's up?
Hey, Argos, how big are you? Muscular, would you say you are? I know you're the ex-military, so I assumed you're kind of fortissimo.
Barely. I thought you kind of had muscle covered, though.
Yeah. Not exactly the kind of thing I can... Yeah.
What's going on?
I need a date.
Thought you were married.
Not for me. It's for this friend of mine. So we can get some...
How old is she?
Late 30s, I guess. Maybe in her 40s, huh?
65.
I'm not sure Anarchus's age then.
Does Argos do what the mission requires?
Sure, it could be fun having that around the town.
Okay, I'm going to give her your cell phone number, one of the burners, I'm sure. That's okay.
Jamala looks you dead in the eye. Have him call me.
Of course, I'll give him your number then. Okay.
She hands you the list. I'll be expecting a call soon.
Okay. Thank you, Jamala. Excellent.
I want to start a list of aliases.
Argos. The ball is now in your court regarding Jamala. We'll say this point of the legwork, you're the day before. You got a guy, you got a poison. You got a date you got to go on. And you have a warehouse you have to locate. And you probably still have to find a buyer to obtain the extra payday at the end.
Real quick.
Alright, so you got a checklist of things you got to do.
Camouflaging of ourselves and our operation under the blank, under the alias of the Highwaymen.
The Highwaymen?
It's going well, I'm just going to say. Because we're professionals and we found somebody who is recognizable, who doesn't kill everyone on the ship.
I hear furious typing.
That's me.
Perfect.
While he was getting Jamala a date, Cookie was hydrogen peroxiding her hair because the media knows what she looks like.
The Toothless Gang. The leader of the Toothless Gang.
When you walk out of the bathroom or wherever you're peroxiding your hair, I just sit there, look at you, and switch through many different colors on my hair because it just...
Yep.
You want to get one of these if you want to change every so often. It's great.
So off. It's supposed to be the lamp.
Okay. Argos has a full plate he has to think about. Let's swing the spotlight over to Jack. Jack, what is Jack doing in preparation for this mission? So far, he's done not much.
Yeah, there's not been a lot for him to do, really.
Don't worry, we need to open the lock on the back of the vehicle. You aren't man.
There's that. Jack, you're hired to infiltrate places a lot, right?
Yeah.
Does he do that freelance? I mean, on his own
initiative from time to time?
Without the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, the group has a need. They got to, you know, get rid of this cargo at the end of the day. Do you have anybody that you want to try to find for that?
Yeah, that's... I don't know. Most of my people, low-level employees or people who still live in the poorest districts of the town, of the sprawl. This is... I can't really think of anybody who I would try and give the guns to who would have spare space. Well, they're looking for space because they've got 10 people to a single bed or something.
Well, you probably also know the people that hire you from time to time.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch them again. That's not how this works. They contact me. I don't go out looking for that if I don't have to.
All right. Now, let's see. So you're just going to wait until the mission time for it to go?
I guess so. I don't really have a lot to do with this sort of thing right now. There's nowhere. Well, I mean, you're going to spritz him in the face, so there's no need to break into his place.
Are you going to look up the security measures of the vehicle or anything?
We could do some.
If I could get him to mom's, that might be already have him.
Already done stuff like that, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do, you know, practice locks or anything?
Because, I mean, I can, but there's no.
This is an action based game. You should be taking some action.
Right. There's no action that I really think I need to take that would require a role and be interesting for the story here.
You do not need to take an action that requires a role. You just need to take an action.
I will say something that is coming up looking over the plans Dog will bring up is that if we are going to try and make a leap onto this truck, if it becomes necessary, having some gear to do that would probably be good. You know,
you can certainly
mag gloves, mag shoes, a good rope line, you know, anything like that. Try and dig up some gear.
Yep.
I don't know. I could go somewhere, I guess, and try and break in and get some stuff like that, but I've got no idea where in particular I'd go for it. I mean, I guess a climbing supply store, but
well,
I don't
you know
that they would have anything that would... I mean, they're not going to have maglock gloves and...
A low-level security guard for a climbing security store? You could always declare contact.
Right. I don't see why they would have... A climbing store would have access to, like, maglock gloves. Unless crawling up the side of skyscrapers has replaced crawling up mountains, because we've leveled all the mountains to build more skyscrapers.
Oh, you know, yeah, who would be crawling up the side of skyscrapers? Window washers.
That's true.
They got machines to do that. They don't.
Yeah. I was going to say the new adrenaline sport is climbing up skyscrapers and jumping off instead of spelunking because there's no more.
That's not even new.
Yeah. They just have safer technology now.
Well, you could all
relatively.
So all of you're establishing that Jack has no resources that he can call upon to acquire gear for his, you know, specialty of infiltrating places. Not a fixer.
I'm saying that he doesn't. The people that we need right now for hijacking of cars is not a thing that Jack generally does. If we are breaking into a specific building, hey, he knows cleaning companies, which will help him be able to do that. Perhaps he knows people who are going to be who are contract workers for office, as like office temps, so he would be able to get into office buildings like that. But breaking into a place where there are cars, I suppose he might know some people who work in a garage, so may be able to see see a variation of the truck. Well, that's about it, really.
Well, you also know, or presumably would know,
other runners that you've worked with in the past?
Actually, if you did know someone that had a garage or a motor pool where you could get a good look at what this truck would look like, so you would have foreknowledge on what we'd have to do to break into it, that would be very useful.
Okay, I don't see why not then. Yeah, I mean, that is the sort of contact that I would have.
Very good then. All right, do you? So are you going up to this garage in person? If you presumably,
these yahoos who were all making the calls, they don't know about the personal touch.
Yes,
you always you go over there to check up. Also, there's less records, electronic records for people to track.
Do you got a name in mind?
It's Scuzzy's Garage. That's the
Scuzzy's Garage.
Yeah, but I don't deal with Scuzzy himself. That's Mr. Handy is what we call him because he's very good with his hands and fixing stuff. So, yeah.
Mr. Handy. All right. Roll me your hit the streets. That is a style roll.
Yeah. It's Handy with an I at the end.
Perfect.
There we go. Style. Ugh. Nope. Not a chance. I blur it entirely. Hey! How are you doing? You still ripping customers off by selling back all those, by reversing all the speedometer, the mileometers on the cars and stuff and charging them for repairs they don't need?
And Handy there, what kind of guy is Handy, besides good with his hands?
He's a grease monkey. He does a lot of lifting and is permanently covered in grease. He's got greasy hair, but that's because he actually greases it back rather than because of engine grease. He's got an accent, but I can never tell whether he's just putting it on to try and play up to the customers and show off, I've been dealing with exotic foreign cars for ages because I don't come from around here, or whether he's doing it, or whether he's actually from somewhere else.
All right, he's got his slick back hair. I'm trying. Let's see. He says, "Oh, my man, Jack, you son of a gun." And he hauls out this big wrench and swings it in your direction, threatening. You dare to show your face around here? After what happened last time? Oh, you do not know what you sort of mess you are getting up in.
That wasn't my fault. I told you, it wasn't me who dropped that cigarette. It started that fire at that last place that you worked at.
You cost that me so much money. Oh, you got me so much trouble. You owe me big for that, man. What do you think you got the nerve to come around here and ask me for another favor? Because that's all you ever come to see me for, whenever you need something.
And he starts swearing up and down in Spanish. Don't know why he's using Spanish. You thought he was Italian, but, you know, there he goes.
He sounds like a telenovelo. Madre de Dios. Tell me to my face, man, if what you need so I can spit in your face, spit in your eye, and tell you to go take a hike.
Just looking to see a truck. That's all. I know you got a contract where you service some of the larger vehicles for that place that I've forgotten the name of that we're doing. Marlon Stantmeyer. There we go. I just want to take a look at one of the vans. That's it.
Oh, well.
It's nothing much. I mean, I know you're going to have some to go in through routine checkups.
He points the wrench at you. No can do, compadre. Last time I let you do something like that, you set the thing on fire, remember? You just
said. No, I just told you, it wasn't me with the. I said it wasn't me with the cigarette.
Oh, it just happens to burst into flames after you come by.
There are a lot of other people who work for you. There are lots of stupid customers. You have seen people who. Well, they got to be stupid to come here. You know how dumb they are.
And meanwhile, there's a kid in the background trying to light a cigarette, and he keeps dropping the matches.
so now I'm some kind of scumbag that tries to cheat everybody that comes. I run an honest business here, man. Get the F out of here, and he sends you on your way. Of course, he just tells you to get out.
What you're missing.
So is that just, are you going to go on your way, or are you going to do something about it?
I don't want to threaten him. I mean, I could break in there after hours, take a look at this truck, but he's going to know it was me.
Okay. Somebody has very heavy hands on their keyboard.
Sorry.
That's you again. All right. Okie dokie. Right.
Argos is finally ready.
Argos is ready. Argos.
Is there anybody else at the base at the moment? I don't think there is.
I'd still be there. Yeah, I would have had no reason to leave.
Not a sheet of paper, but a holographic file. Like, that looked like a good cover story. And it's just basic notes on a fake life that he has had, or hasn't had, rather. Good? Believable?
I like this bit about you having psychological scars from the death of a dog. Yeah, that's the kind of detail that makes it believable.
Get another dog, right?
That part about how you took out an entire mob family for killing your dog that your wife had. Did you take that from John Wick?
I don't know who that is.
It's a movie that came out recently starring Keanu Reeves. Last year, I believe. Setting this game.
Edit.
Specific time.
And it
is 2016. All right. You like the classics, huh? No, okay. So, you call? Jamala picks up the phone. Who dis?
Hi, is this Jamala?
Yes, this is Jamala.
This is Anthony Arbuck. Irsi gave me your number.
Oh, did he? That sweet, sweet man. Anthony Arbuck. What can I do for you, Anthony?
Well, he hinted that you were looking for an out on the town, and this is my last day in the sprawl for a bit, and I thought it'd be nice if we could go out to eat.
Oh? Where? Pick me up at 7. She wastes no time.
I will be there.
All right. How are you getting there?
Oh, transportation. No. This is... What time is it now?
What time would you like it to be?
About 2 in the afternoon, because I need to see a man about a car.
Perfect.
Unless dog happens to know a guy, but we already established his.
I can drop you off wherever you need if you want to take the car.
All right. There is a mission. Yeah, we can take public transport. That'd be fine. Hopefully she won't. I don't care if she judges me harshly.
Right. All right.
No, a dog will give you the keys to the sedan if you...
I need to keep that thing hidden for a while because it's the same make and model that will be seen on the news coverage.
Exactly. So if she's seen in the car...
No, that's okay.
And I'm one of the things she'll either recognize me in my car.
Fair enough.
All right. So I'll meet her at 7, which is about the same time they're drugging the guy in the another bar.
All right. You don't want to come watch?
I thought about it, and then I'm like, it's a military bar. Somebody might recognize me and blow my cover. And I'm going to be far too distracted hoping that Cookie doesn't cause some trouble. So.
Actually, okay. Dog will give you guys the lift to that, and he'll be out in the parking lot for a getaway car if need be.
Okay.
So I'm sure you wouldn't just leave somebody you don't know back at your base, so...
All right. So Argos is going to be indisposed with Jamala for the night. And so that falls upon Dog, Cookie, and Ursi to go make somebody horrendously sick. Tell us how that goes. Cookie, paint us a word picture. Well, actually, Dog, you paint us a word picture of rolling up to this bar for the night.
Rolling up to the bar? Okay, so this is an ex-military dig, so for the same reason Argos gave, I'm not going inside, but, let's say they got a drive-through as well. And so I'll grab some food, sit in the parking lot, and keep an eye out in case things get hairy. So there's a lot of camoed vehicles in the parking lot. A lot of guys outside with tailgates down, selling guns. changing hands, that sort of thing. People talking shop. So yeah, there we go. That's the setup. You've got well armed people around.
And who's strapped with what?
Well, Dog's always got his big. He's got a hand cannon on him. It's a heavy revolver.
What kind of hand cannon?
It's heavy revolver. He calls Shirley, but he's also got a taser for those times when he's got to take people down and bring them back in one piece. We call the taser Little Jim.
Is that an Atlas Security taser?
Sure.
Everything's got to be corporate after all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a Shirley hand cannon. All right. And Cookie, what is Cookie strapped with tonight going into this bar?
Oh, mine are all perfectly registered and legal, by the way. I have a real sin. I've also got a few fake sins. But since I'm a bounty hunter, I got to have a real sin to collect money from the police.
Sure. Well, Cookie is wearing her signature overcoat with lots of pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the vial to put in the person's drink. And there's a little first aid kit in her pocket. There's, in my equipment list, I have gas grenades and a holdout pistol in the one pocket. And she panics, so she brought her spritzer, and she's taking a deep breath as they walk in. Memories of all the blood from last time.
So she's going in strapped for war.
They're in her pockets. You can't really see them.
But as I described, this is a bunch of ex-military people with lots of guns.
They'd probably be suspicious if she didn't have a couple grenades on her. Very good. Now, Ursi, you're her chaperone. What does he have on him?
Traveling light today. Just have Vera strapped to my back.
All right. A sniper rifle. Very good. That gets a look or two, but, you know, not too much. Must have gone hunting. Now, you approach the bar, and Cookie, the ball is now in your court. Paint us a word picture of, you know, the interior of the bar, its ex-military and all that, and your target, Joe Schmo.
Well, Joe is sitting, eating his dinner, watching the game on TV in the corner. Not really. Hold on.
And crying like a child. His team is losing. It is enough to move him to tears. He needs consoling. Clearly, this is the best opportunity for Cookie to approach.
Okay, so she's just gonna walk up to the bar and order two drinks.
All right.
Just regular whatever's on tap.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just go for it. She's going to add a little something to his drink and for to put something in her drink, but she's not going to drink it. So it just looks like she's adding a little dose of something. And she goes, "Hi, here."
"What that?" Joshua asked.
"It's an accident. They got my order wrong. They gave me two. I really don't need two, so you can have one." It's the...
He leers at Cookie, waggles his eyebrows. "Why don't you join me?"
"Sure.
My team is losing, so as you can see, so I could certainly use a shoulder to cry on."
She gets all of the sports terminology wrong. They're watching soccer, and she's like, "Oh, did they make a field goal?" And talking about football terms and baseball terms.
And he's just like, "Well, aren't you the sweetest little thing? I have never been hit on in such a blatant manner. So, you know, you and me, maybe later. My place? I do got work in the morning."
"Cheers."
"Cheers." And he raises his drink and downs it.
Yeah, she's pretending.
"What are the effects that happen?"
It's pretty quick. Takes a couple of minutes. He just starts to feel really, like, queasy. He looks at his dinner. I mean, he always orders this. I don't
know. So it takes a couple minutes?
Yeah, it takes just a minute. So they're just talking about sports and she's watching.
But he raised his drink and it's like, "You're not drinking."
I'm a really lightweight. I gotta go slow. Or I'll just pass out in 2 minutes.
Well, we don't want that to happen until later, am I right?
Yeah, so it's okay. Don't worry.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I'm like getting a little close, checking his pupils slightly, like, just because she's a little, no personal space.
It's like, Joe Smo's like, all right, I can dig it. And then he goes, wait. Something ain't right with Joe Smo. Joe Smo's got to go. Wait right here." And then he starts running off to the bathroom. All right. And now that Joe Schmo departed the scene, what does Cookie do?
"I'm going to go."
All right. And she runs away as Joe Schmo cries piteously in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It is not a pretty sight. There are howls. There are screams. There is a guy that goes into the bathroom after me who goes, "Oh, dear God!" and leaves crying from the restroom. "What have you done to this poor man, Cookie?" And proceed on to the next day. All right. Ursi, do you get her out of there?
She seemed to go pretty willingly, so I just follow after a little while. So it doesn't look like I'm following her out. Just maybe wait for a commercial break after she leaves.
And the party rejoined. I take it Dog gets them the hell out of Dodge in a very sedate manner.
Exactly. Dog's been picking through some of the things he's been selling off. People are selling off the back ends of their trucks. He's picked up a couple of... A few smoke grenades and for party favors, of course.
Does he have the cred for that? I'll let you have it.
You know what? Yeah, I've got a cred left, and I'm just going to pick up some party favors, like flashbangs, some smoke grenades, and this will all be old suspect tech, right? Like, these have been in storage boxes for a while. May work, may not work.
And, you know,
possibly fallen off the back of a truck that these guys presumably work for. All right. Normally, this would be outside your price range, but...
yeah, it's all suspect.
It's very suspect. Roll me a 2d6, please. Okay. Minus one, even.
Ooh, five.
Perfect. These are completely valid, perfectly legit.
Of course.
Confident boosting smoke grenades.
Mm-hmm.
You are certain these will work.
Pink? They said it was green. Come on.
All right. That is beautiful. And we are Markov for cred. And you are now the day of the operation that has to go, be undertaken.
I take it Jermala got us a building then, or at least directed your single one.
Yeah. We got a good list of different places depending on where we have to divert them. We have at least six viable buildings. Depending on what we have to store.
All right. So, the mission has to be undertaken. Your start of the day that the vehicle is going to leave the depot. Nothing else is happening.
And then I got pulled off waitlist.
So, who is doing what?
I'd like Argos to assign us our tasks for this mission.
Go lay out the plan for them?
Yes.
Lay out the plan. Give everybody their assigned task.
What could possibly go wrong? All right. All staying around one of the food court tables. And Argo starts throwing out holograph files. All right. I will be in the ship acting as one of the security officers. Once we have been detoured, I will render unconscious the other security and cause the computer to malfunction so that we can take it to where we're dropping off supplies. Once we stop, Jack unlocks the back door. We move all the tech.
So we're going to be following you in a different car, right?
Yes. You guys are following me in the car. What?
Take care. Good. Dog just a second.
You said just a second? He said just a second.
No, I said just checking.
Oh, just checking.
Oh.
As in, I was just checking that I had understood the plan correctly.
All right. Following in the backup car. And now, is that the end of the extent of your plan, Argos?
Oh, no, it continues. After... Alright. Start off flashbangs on everybody. Knock out the unsuspecting security. Remove. Open back, take tech. Or cargo, whatever. I don't care. Have me knocked out cold. And put the telltale mark of the highwayman on the vehicle as it continues its automated path.
Okay. What Anybody? Jobs are you assigning to Cookie and Dog?
I'll say Dog is transportation and moving of crates. I'm sure it's going to be a complication. We're not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much just Jack and I have in-mission things we need, roles we need to do.
Yes, but you have to be somewhat specific about what they get their plus one moving forward to.
I do not foresee needing to roll, and therefore the other people would not get a plus because if they have to roll, something has gone off the rails.
That's true, but right now... according to the plan, Dog gets plus one ongoing to basically drive rolls, and Jack is getting plus one ongoing to
B&E
for the vehicle. And what is Cookie's plus one ongoing going to be for?
That's just the forget-me-not, or forget-me-lots, I guess.
We haven't tested you on this. I was hoping to have a chance
to take care of bystanders.
Bystanders.
To like either cause a distraction or make it so that we're not so recognizable, or to just get them out of the area.
Oh, and also Ursi. Let's not forget him.
Thank you. Ursi's moving boxes, because that's why I hired him.
Sorry, okay. I also get a forward to taking down anyone inside the back of the vehicle if they happen to have extra security there.
Yep.
Taking down unknown complications. Excellent. And, okay, so everybody understands the roles.
Wait, what is Cookie doing?
Crowd control.
Crowd control? Oh,
God.
Okay.
Doesn't Cookie have drugs that make people forget, recent events?
Yeah, yes. I have the colors that you can smell that you forget for 3 hours. I also have the, what was that? The chill fog.
Happy mist?
Yeah. From our concert. I can pull those out, can't I?
Yes, you can.
In my pockets. I load them into my gas grenade, some happy mist, and... Okay.
Beautiful. You are now proceeding as planned. Your contact, Bert, let's see, what was his name?
Saul.
Saul is waiting for your call to pull off his bit. I assume you call him at a prescribed time.
Yeah, especially since Argos probably can provide us with more specific route detail.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that comes off, and we're just going to need, it just comes down to Argos at the moment. You got one guy to take out. I heard no mention of, getting a hand taser or anything of that sort.
I have my weapons. And
doesn't he have the spritzing stuff?
Does he?
I prefer to keep to the signature of the highwayman. I got to take him out with a flashbang first.
So you're setting off a flashbang on the interior of the cabin that you are in.
Yep.
Man, if you have a small earplugs.
So you're flashbanging yourself as well.
I just happen to have my eyes covered as the thing goes off.
All right, roll me, mix it up.
Like the bang part. There's a bang part, the flashbang.
I've
got little inserts in my ears. I'll just be playing some loud music so it's not as shocking.
Okay. It's still a concussive in force, but still, roll me mix it up.
Sound-canceling headphones, that's the idea.
Roll me mix it up. See how well this goes for you.
Here we... That's mine, that's the other one. Go. All right.
Is that including the plus one for your part of the plan?
It is not.
I'll allow it. It goes off without incident, and you are able to shake it off before the other guy and divert the big rig into your prescribed and desired location. The guy is taken out. You subdue him. No problem. His name is Kendrick, by the way. And you're now in the warehouse. You have a whole load of guns, quote unquote, in the back. I believe it is now Jack's part.
Gun trained in the doorway.
Mm-hmm. Mine too.
We got him diverted off there to the side, and we're doing okay now.
Yep. We're at the warehouse. Awesome. Whatever. Used.
Going very smooth.
I am absolutely shocked at this. Alright.
You got a plus one to breaking and entering?
Yeah, so. I don't know what kind of move that would be. Ex under pressure?
If maybe? Nothing else, yes. Do you one have any other infiltration moves?
Well, when I'm trying to break into somewhere alone.
Well, you also have Mother Duck, which lets you extend that to everybody.
Yeah, but...
Unconventional roadster here.
It's not really covert entry because I'm not trying to infiltrate an area.
Well, you are trying to infiltrate an area. The area just happens to be
security
the
system.
Yes,
it's really the same.
It is roll call.
Doesn't much
use
matter.
Your covert. Use your covert entry.
All right.
All right, and you have an additional plus one. That's without
the plus one, so yeah, that's a 10 or better. So.
So you bypass it, no problem. Are you opening up the back?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we were hired to do, right?
All right.
So open it.
Dog, do you have heat sensing on your eyes? I didn't look too closely at what cyber eyes could do.
Thermo.
Oh, yeah, dog does. Dog has thermo.
Can you see anything moving in there?
He anything sees lots of things moving in there. He sees people. He hears the crying of children. He sees lots and lots of people shoved cattle style into the back of a cargo compartment.
Dog suddenly realizes what's going on. Yes, it's like, right.
So, what are you doing?
I can't sell these.
Open the door. I'm not worried about selling them. We'll figure out new identities and I don't know. But
so, is anybody saying, hey, don't open the door?
Nope.
Nope. You already opened the door.
No, I jump out as well.
It was shielded from the outside. You would have had to open
it. Oh, well, that's why he was asking about heat sensors in the eyes. Yeah, see if he could see through it.
I call out inside, come on, get out. Get out, quick.
They babble at you with fear and reproving, and they
can we tell which?
Let's say they're indigenous people.
Oh, Ursi, take it.
Ursi, okay. I am complicating your life. These are your people. You can tell already.
Gritting my teeth a little bit, the fact they've been shoved in the back of a Marlon Stadtmeyer vehicle, but then asking them by what manner they came to be stuck in said vehicle. And telling them that we're here to rescue them.
I look them over very carefully to see if, hey, have these people been genetically modified? Or have they got new tech implanted in them? Are these the weapons?
You need to roll an assess for that.
Yeah. Feel free to continue talking with your thing, but I am
And Cookie might be better able to assess them for that purpose as well.
Dog's keeping an ear out for sirens, anything coming down, because this truck did have GPS tracking, I'm sure, so home base would notice it stopped.
And left. Man, yes.
Too many people, too confusing. They're all trying to rush out and get into the light as quickly as possible. Can't spot
also,
anything on them.
Jack, if you want, you can bypass any security on the on any security systems on the big rig and disable them as well. Like
actually,
the tracking.
Jack, can you tell me where the tracker is? Dog wants the tracker. He's going to toss it in the car and he's going to peel off so it looks like the truck is on the move again.
Don't go too fast. We need to get out. Truck.
With me.
I'm gonna try and keep to the after the detour what route it should be.
Jack can absolutely tell you what that is.
What you want to do is you want to remove this big 2-ton machine and stick it on the top of your car. And that's the GPS.
We're gonna get this truck moving soon, so let's just get the people out of it. Put me in front, hit me in the face, and then let the thing go on GPS again.
Okay, now, Ursi, you hear various tales of woe, and as also stories that would sound familiar to Argos. Breeding programs, manual labor, experimentation. These are people that were picked up and taken from their land, just got rid of them. You hear all sorts of tales. Some are, were looking for work. They were shoved in here. Some were taken from their land, shoved in here. They were, all sorts of misfits and apprehensions. Some were just trying to get in. But you have no connecting thread. These are just
apparently all you can determine is that these are people that Marlon Stattmeyer were trying to get rid of for one reason or another.
Hey, Steve, we were parked in the basement of the abandoned hotel you mentioned earlier, yeah?
Sure.
Okay. So I can get these people out, get them up to the rooms. If necessary, Jack can break us into the different rooms so they have somewhere to stay for the time being. Let me get the
truck. We're staying here? After we know that the GPS thing would have stopped here for a while, an unscheduled stop on their thing.
We should not have stopped for much time at all. Like
you see.
Now, as an additional bonus, there are guns in the trailer as well. There is no ammo, and they don't all look to be in serviceable condition, at least not initially, but there are actually quite a few weapons in there. Right. Of an indigent, marginalized population.
First priority is getting this truck out of here. Second priority is getting these people to another safe house.
Okay. I still have a whole list of possibilities.
Actually, Tech and the people need to go in equal portions so that they don't think that your people are responsible for this.
That's why I was saying, let me take the GPS in the car, lead it off track, because then you can just take the truck and go wherever you want with the truck. We have a truck.
Recognize this truck.
I'm not stopping once people in a truck to try to come to some residential area.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I need you to fast talk these people if you're going to get them to do what you want. I will let this be a supported role as well, so everybody can pitch in if they like.
That's style, right?
It is style.
I think none of us have, right?
Yeah.
I need some help.
You don't roll style. You roll plus link to... who's making the roll?
Irksy is, because he speaks their language.
Day and age, most everybody speaks at least enough of the common tongue to be understood.
It's a lot more French almost, coming
in. Yeah. So I will let Irksy not be the talker if you want, but
it would make sense that he would be, though, because he's their same race. If he's speaking to them in their native tongue, it might make them more apt to.
Johnson, I think, would just give it right over. They probably think this is a rescue mission for them.
But unfortunately, a lot of them are picking up weapons and running away.
That's fine.
Not everybody, a decent amount.
We get the ones we can, but this mission needs to move along.
Those are the ones with more family-oriented, or some family units. But a lot of the single able-bodied men took up arms and made a break for it.
I'll yell after them the name of the UPIC gang in the general area and advise them to seek out assistance from our own people.
Okay. Alrighty.
But for the people that are still here, we're definitely going to stick with them.
Okie dokie.
Right. I need someone to punch me in the face after I get back in the cab.
I volunteer.
You don't really need to do that. You did suffer through a flashbang, after all. You didn't take any damage, per se, but there are effects on you.
Mm. And I lay down as the truck pulls off, leaving whoever else is left as long as the bed is empty.
Mm-hmm. You and your other co-worker, right?
Yep. Me and the second... What is his name?
Kendrick.
Yeah, the second Kendrick, apparently.
Not just Mo. Oh. Kendrick. All right.
Kendrick's got his job, so...
Yep. You and Kendrick are out like a light for a little while on this show. Kendrick, Cookie, you drugged up Kendrick or no?
Forget me lunch. Yeah.
Sure.
Nope.
Why not?
Well, he does otherwise remember being flashbanged.
Well, he's supposed to.
That part he's supposed to know, yeah.
Because that's the...
I'll hand Argos a canister of the spritz, just if he needs to knock him out again.
Very good.
Make sure he hasn't been drinking, because that's bad.
Hiding in one of my pockets. One of my many, many pockets.
Very good. Going forward, what is being done with this big truck full of, let's just say, undesirables?
Well, the truck is empty at the moment, and we set it back up on the GPS to deliver where it's supposed to. Okay. So it's autopiloting while we're asleep.
We took the GPS away, so if it's...
He did.
We haven't got that far. If Argos is kind of the mission leader, if he said leave it intact, I wouldn't have taken it, and that seems to be the route he wanted to take. So it never got pulled.
To make its regular route.
Yeah. Very good. It's going back on its regular route. You have a truckload of people now with no truck.
In the basement of this hotel.
Correct.
How many people?
A truckload.
Like
a pickup truckload? Because a lot of them scattered.
Like this was an 18-wheeler, so...
Yeah. Let's say 50.
50.
Yeah. 50.
Oh, crap.
After the ones that deserted with weapons. I take it you offloaded the other weapons as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Offload everything we can.
At this time, if each individual would like to mark one weapon onto their sheet just because they can.
Yeah, it's good having an unregistered weapon.
Wow. I mean, it's going to be registered to somebody.
Yeah, just...
They were shipping it.
Well, you can take care of that shortly, I'm sure. And it can be of any type that you want, as long as it's a small arm. Mm-hmm. Meaning no rocket launcher or grenade launcher, say.
Is an assault rifle okay?
Another assault rifle is okay. Submachine gun is okay. It can have any particular tags. If it's in the book, go for it.
I will clear that back in the mission.
All for me.
We'll also have a surplus.
Okay. How many different family units are there?
There's 50 people. Saying there's... It's hard to say, but there's at least a dozen with a lot of stragglers and hanging on. Maybe extended family, just a dozen.
Okay. So that means we've got to exit here at intervals to get to a different safe house. And then 12 different groups. So we're not too noticeable.
Time to make things happen.
Okay.
And this is a bad part of town, as evidence of you people being present.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's a pretty deserted part of town, though, right?
Yep. That was one of my criteria, would be as deserted as possible.
Well, it's like there's only so deserted a section of the sprawl can be. It's like saying you're in a deserted part of London or New York City or Tokyo.
So everybody's seen this.
Well, you know, your particular building is deserted, and you probably weren't spotted within a couple of blocks, but you can't get too far without somebody seeing something. Probably.
Yep. But unless Irksy is putting his foot down on it, I mean, mission's done. I mean, we can just let these people disperse as they want.
Foot is down. We have to take care of these people.
Why?
Because if we don't take care of them, they could tell anybody that they come across. These are the people that got us out of this trailer, if it's an easier way out for them.
If they get caught, they're going back no matter what. So I say we help them, because they got nothing.
Yeah.
And we have
right.
something.
You're right.
So why don't we take the guys, can move them in batches, and while they're left here, Cookie can administer some medical attention if people need stuff, because she does have medical knowledge.
Okay. Irksy, remind me of your directives.
Let's go steal some cars.
My directives.
Richard's character. Jack. Let's go steal some cars, Jack. We're going to need some transport.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can do that.
Financial? Which most of us know, because most of us have it. Which, you know, bad math, whatever.
and network. When your membership in the UPIC people group hinders the mission, mark experience.
You can consider yourself down for marking experience. It has complicated the mission. Anybody else have a directive that they feel they might be able to mark experience with?
Jack just did.
Possibly, yeah. I was just going to say compassion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can. Mark experience.
Okay.
I want to do more to get it rather than just say no.
Dog also has compassionate, but he wasn't feeling it at the moment. So I'm not marking.
Perhaps if you leave like chocolate or something in the place of where the cars we steal are.
Helping wait a minute. This was Atlas that we hit? Or no, this is Meyer Stat. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Marlon Statmeyer.
Yeah.
You can make it to Atlas that you hit by dropping these people on their doorstep, possibly.
No.
That would not help me. Them, I mean.
No. I've got a bone to pick with Atlas, which hasn't come up yet.
Okay.
Don't provoke them. All right.
Can I ask you how these people are dressed? If they look like they're in rags or if they're in moderate clothing.
At least as good as Jack, mostly better.
How good is that? I can't quite recall what Jack looks like at the moment.
Jack deliberately dresses like a bum.
Jack kind of looks like nothing.
They're dressed reasonably well.
Except for the nice jaunty hat he occasionally wears.
And his running shoes.
And the shoes, yeah.
So I have a theory, a possibility for cover.
Nobody has shoes as nice as Jack, but everything else, much better.
Okay. So people can look fairly normal if they walk out there. It's not.
Yeah, they're not going to individually be picked out for just walking on the street.
Okay.
These are the dispossessed and refugees, probably.
Find another foreclosure, get them there, set them up for the time being.
Okay.
I'll probably work with them in weeks to come, finding them jobs and stuff.
Do you got the contacts for that?
I still have the list that,
For the building, yes. But do you have the contacts for supplying these people with food, necessities, getting them jobs that you mentioned?
I imagine we can drop like a cred and take care of these people for a week while we get those things in order.
Yes. Yes, you could. Who is dropping cred?
I'd be willing to drop the cred for it.
Dropped out again.
All right. What's the last thing people heard?
Somebody dropped the cred.
Yes. I'm just saying we drop cred to take care of their necessities until we can introduce them into the environment again.
Okay. Now, repeat everything from dropping cred to take care of them for a week.
That's pretty much.
I drop one cred. That should be able to take care of 50 people for 1 week, while Irsi works on his contacts of getting people jobs and reintroduced into the environment or out of the sprawl as needed.
Okay.
I have to have the contacts to that right now because food is food. Money don't care what your name is.
I got to ask, where did all these people come from? Presumably they weren't brought and raised in the Marlon Stuttmeyer company. They've got to be people who were just grabbed off the street or something?
All what? The people that remain are mostly dispossessed. They were forcefully removed from their homes so that their land could be forcibly taken.
Okay.
My guess is that somebody in the corporation thought that this was a great way to grab land, didn't clear it with their heads, with their higher-ups. Someone else in the corporation found out about it, either had a heart or decided they didn't want the possible downfall of it coming out to the media, so had us stop it.
I think they do want the downfall of it coming out to the media so that they can get that executive kicked out.
Yeah, okay.
Because you said something that is totally foreign to most of the people in a corporation.
There could be multiple motives.
Yep.
Presumably, Argos also hears that a few of the people had backgrounds similar to him.
And that we were corporate raised, yeah?
Yes. One of them may even be his brother.
He would be very old.
Potentially. You don't know all the particulars of what happened. It could actually be, say, a nephew, even.
Well, Argos knows he has two sons, but that's hardly a point. Well, one son now, but...
Well, some of these guys might be his nephew, is what I'm getting at.
What?
Argos has secret backstory hidden plot lines.
From himself as well. Until quite recently, he didn't really care.
So quite recently, he didn't really care. All right, so I say this mission's about wrapped up.
Get paid.
Time to get paid. Are you taking any other actions before going to get paid? You're trying to take care of these people. You dropped some grit on that. You're making things happen.
You said that the guns were pretty much well used, kind of, you know, nothing really military grade level.
There are, well, you know, there's a couple of assault rifles. There's also submachine guns. But, you know, these aren't, you know, the pick of the litter, as it were.
Well, nothing that a ganger wouldn't already have access to?
Nobody says no to more guns.
It wouldn't up the arm race, is what he's asking.
No, it would not increase the arm race.
No, it would not increase the arm race.
Right.
The assault rifles, maybe, but, you know, submachine guns and below, no.
No, somebody might want to cut a deal with the local gang that's kind of giving protection to the group.
And we might use it to pay him for a month.
Yeah.
Or we could sell him to get the get better funding for these people that we've
or these refugees
taken. Yeah, helping out.
Yeah, throw him back to the car. Put him in the safe room. Give him out if we need to.
Okay.
Starting your own armory?
Yeah, I'm going to take the tech skill for weapon making and should be set.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
That's going to be cool.
Okay. Argos, mark an additional gear for weapon. Consider it armory that you can spend. Or just put in your equipment undetermined armor, armors, extra guns.
Or you can just put it as a tag onto our the base. Which is armory. Just give it a tag.
There you go.
All right. I haven't actually put that down as an asset yet.
Very good. The refugees have been taken care of. Ursi, paint me a picture of how that plays out. What all happens to them?
A couple different shifts of us make our way to a old apartment building a couple blocks away. It's somewhere between too good to tear down but too bad to renovate. So it's in that hover point where they're not, where Senate hasn't decided to do anything with it. Mm-hmm. We get them in the different rooms, get them little bits of food and anything we can scrounge up for extra clothing. Probably reconnect the utilities and not so legal methods.
Jack, you doing anything particular for these people? Hooking them up with your clothes suppliers?
I mean, I just go to the local charity shops to pick up clothes. So, I mean, I can do that for these guys. There have got to be people.
You sound like you have the perfect...
I got loads of, I mean, low-level contacts to get them unskilled labor work. That is where I am. I'm just thinking...
Yep.
I have the squeaky clean cleaner, Lou, who's one of my contacts at the moment. So I'm certain he will have work for them.
Undocumented free labor? Absolutely.
I didn't say it was free. Just
practically. All right.
Someone may lose a leg soon.
You get what you are. You get what you pay for, sorry.
Get what you pay for. All right, and I guess it's time to get paid. So, the getting paid move. Who would like to roll that?
That would be me.
Let's see, what are they? Let's see, it's under basic moves, I think. Getting paid.
Leg work.
Yep. You get a bonus depending on how many clock ticks didn't get used.
Plus two.
All right.
And I think I was kind of generous on that, too. I think you might have very nearly blown out your leg work clock.
That's, what is that, 10 plus 2? 11 plus 2?
Additional plus 2. Let's see, what else is it? Job is getting paid is just legwork plus 2.
That's just it. All right, we already added plus 2.
All right, so you rolled an 11?
Yep.
All right.
What page number are you on?
It is, on my count, page of, I think it's page 40 of 250. Yes. Getting paid.
Brilliant.
Do you have anything? Does your aura of professionalism
affect
getting paid?
So, I already know who the employer is, so it's not a setup. You are paid in full. The meeting doesn't attract attention of outside parties, and you learn something from the mission. Everyone works an additional experience.
Yes.
All right. So, you are. You didn't do anything like sell these people into slavery, so you don't get a double bonus or anything, and you're more or less keeping the guns, right, that were there? Okay, so you just marked one.
Oh, we're going to check over the guns to make sure they don't have any individual GPS tracking on them to begin with as well.
You're slick professionals, that's all taken care of.
Good.
So basically, for what you put in it, mark times three on getting back.
I'm going to forfeit mine to give it to the people.
Your three
credit right even better. Yep.
Are you, for your generosity, you can at least gain back the credit that you would have lost for your wager.
Ooh, I'll spend it on fancy hat cleaning fluid.
You're not losing anything on this mission.
Right, I get what you said.
Otherwise, I'd have you mark probably an additional contact of these particular people.
Dog comes out one credit ahead of where he started.
Which is not bad, considering how much you spent.
Yeah, and I've got some dubious smoke grenades and flashbangs in the trunk.
I'm sure they were.
Had you actually used those, I would have had them fail on you outright. And
oh, no, that is going to come up later. He doesn't know they're bad.
All right.
Dog would have also checked to see if any of these refugees had outstanding warrants.
All right. The second Kendrick is kind of a generic name, you know, in Marlon Stattmire. When you go to get paid, who goes to go get paid? Just Argos?
I'll be waiting outside in case Argos needs a quick getaway.
He doesn't. He's already decided that it's not a setup.
You busy?
But, yeah.
You busy that day?
Which day of the week is it?
Basically,
day or two after the heist.
Yeah,
I think I can manage that.
Awesome. So you go to meet the Kendrick Johnson, who goes by the name Kendrick, just like the other guy. Coincidence? You don't believe so. Kendrick meets you. He's got, you know, the suitcase of unmarked cash, or cred sticks even. Gives you a firm nod. Good work. Things went as well as could be expected. I suppose you have questions?
Did you know what was inside? I have an extra intel, so I'll spend that since that's done for that's off that mission, so I can get that information from him.
I did. That's why I hired you for the mission. I couldn't say anything at the time, naturally. But for reasons of our own, and you and Kendrick, I'm going to say, go way back.
he's from a similar breeding program.
Just more on the wit side of things?
Yeah, he's more of a, you know, intelligence operative side of things. You're more of a commando, correct?
Oh, yes. Very much so. That's how he was made.
Right. He was raised more as a, you know, kind of a spy.
Okay. Carry on.
But, you know, he does a little commando work, too. It says, some of the things those people were being used for, not so good. I believe you could sympathize.
Yeah, I could.
Well, the designs on those people were less than humane. Some were going to be dumped. Some were going to be, shall we say, recycled. Some were going to be, the women in particular, introduced into the program, if you know what I mean. And I know you know what I
mean. I am deeply aware of what you mean.
I had a personal stake in this thing, so he examines his fingernails. Let's say with the things coming to light afterwards, the guy in charge of that's not going to be sitting too pretty. He's going to be nervous. And, you know, I'm happy that this doesn't come back to you or me. Hopefully some of these things can be turned to the better, more profitable for the company. And not,
30 minutes, but...
And, not, dwell on the dark past that we both share. Do you have any particular questions? I'm feeling generous.
Irsi, you got any questions?
No, not really.
All right.
Because we're doing business with you. Hopefully
thank you for your service. Sure. Stay alive, brother. And, you know, he goes on his way. Gets in the car, disappears.
Did we sufficiently plant evidence against someone else?
Did you want to change that from the highwaymen at the last moment? Considering what you found out the cargo to be.
I didn't really research anyone else.
Yes, you were able to sufficiently deflect attention.
All right, roll edge.
Roll edge. Right. Now, marking experience. Where do I see that? Getting paid. Paying fools, attention.
They definitely didn't think it's us. That's about it.
Yeah. They don't think they can identify it, and the guy who was, responsible for that particular truck, is not sitting too happy or pretty, and he is very upset and unhappy.
I know. John Smith chewed me out for 2 hours, and he didn't even know it was in the back.
Perfect. Bert, do you remember marking experience for this? You get one extra for the paid.
You get one for getting paid for completing the adventure. Other than that, the only experience you get to mark is if it came up with your things, your character things during the game.
You get for starting the mission.
Yeah,
as well.
One for starting the mission.
So everybody gets at least two.
Three? One for starting the mission, one for ending the mission, and an extra experience from the...
Very good. Everybody gets at least three.
Yep.
Some people got four.
Yeah. And that's it.
All righty.
Didn't hit the mission for a financial game.
And then links.
Let's roll for links, people. Who gets what? Who wants to start?
I am going to declare a link with Cookie because I now know someone I can come to if I need some anesthetics, any drugs to be cooked up for takedowns of a non-forceful manner.
It's also good explosions. To know.
Yeah, also explosions, apparently. Well, also know not to drink or eat anything in her presence that she hands me.
It means that Cookie gets a link with you. Cookie has understood more about you, not you have understood more about Cookie.
Cookie, do you have anything to say on the matter? Who gets your link?
let's say that Dearcy gets my link because he knows that I can't control myself sometimes.
Sometimes. Under direct supervision.
Yeah.
All right. Ursi, who gets your link?
Jack.
Okay. What did he learn about you?
The compassion I have for my people. What I'm willing to do for them. Quite a bit more than I'd be willing to do for basically anyone else.
All right. That brings us to Jack. Jack, who learned something about you?
I guess Ursi learned something about me as well. The fact that I will help out other people who are less fortunate than myself at the moment. Yeah, which isn't many people, it has to be said. But yeah. So, yes, he would have seen me helping others. So, Ursi.
All right. That leaves Argos, I believe.
Cookie gets mine. From the beginning of the mission, she learned that although I am rather severe, I take care of my own.
I want to redo mine since I stated that wrong. I'm going to give it to Irksy. Dog might be a little racist.
Dog might be a little racist.
As his question was, why are we helping these people? Stress on the word people.
Okay, is that everybody for links?
Nobody went over four?
Yes.
Polly was not here to go over four, no. All right. I guess it's after action breakdown. Everybody happy with the run?
Question.
Yeah. Sure.
For the one gun that I got during mission, is it all right with you if I take that as an additional tag to my Firebug holdout pistol, so I have numerous?
You could have numerous Firebug holdout pistols if you want, yes.
Okay, with you, regular DM, as well?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
All right.
It sounds reasonable. Mm-hmm. You now have an assortment of the same pistol. Perfectly reasonable, given the context of this, what happened. Regular DM, feel free to veto anything that comes up at this point. Anybody advance?
Yeah, I did, but I got no idea what to take with it at the moment.
I haven't even looked at it. Because I did last time, but I haven't done anything about it.
Oh. We can help you with that now if you want, or you could look up the rules. The easiest thing to do is either add one to one of your base stats, except for the one that has plus two already, or take another move from your list. That's the simplest way to advance.
Okay.
You could also potentially, at this level, choose somebody a move from somebody else's playbook, but keeping it in-house is probably simplest.
Yeah, that's the simplest. I think I'll look over the rules. I'm going to actually buy the rules. This PDF drives me crazy.
It's a nice looking book. I did get a physical copy myself.
Good looking book then?
I got the noon edition. They have a noon and a midnight. Noon is black text on white background. Midnight is light text on black background. And I was afraid that that was not going to be clear. But other people are saying it's pretty pretty. But I've got eye issues, so I went with the safe one.
The midnight one sounds like what's in the PDF.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think physical copies are easier when I have to stop and start all the time with my kids.
They are certainly easier to bookmark physically.
Yeah.
I disagree with that.
Must have a fancier PDF than I do.
Quite possibly.
PDF reader, anyway.
Yeah. Or I just copy and paste multiple copies of the same PDF and then just open the relevant pages and switch between the various ones.
That's true.
That is also if you have an unsophisticated PDF reader.
I mean, it does have its
own
side of mine, but it's not quite the same.
Horses for courses. It doesn't always work out better for some people.
All right. Did everybody enjoy the run, especially the twist at the end?
You and your stealing the ideas that were in the chat at the beginning of the thing.
It was exactly inspired by the chat in the beginning.
There you go.
Well done.
Katie, this is directly a result of your children.
Well, you're welcome then.
It was originally just going to be a shipment of guns.
A shipment of people. We devils.
Nice. Well, I appreciate you that you ran. I haven't got to play in a game in a while, so it's,
did you enjoy your game run?
I did.
I will be happy to take over Sprawl anytime you want to go at playing a character rather than the GM. Sprawl is not too hard to play, and also it's the roles aren't needed all too often. A lot happens just by saying it happens.
Yes, I'd like to explore Dog a bit more now that I found out that he's maybe a little wee bit racist.
Write that down on your character.
I did.
A little bit racist.
May not like the indigenous Alaskan natives so much.
Hey, Bert, you remember that first mission that I had Argus running? The one we set up his links from?
Yeah.
He did that for the Yupik people. And then Marlon Stantmeyer was hired to take care of the problem for Sophia.
Okay.
Oh,
so that's where some of these people came from.
There you go.
I also like, did it feel like I complicated the characters' lives enough in this particular game? There wasn't a whole lot of action per se, but I feel there was a fair bit of complications for your characters.
I need to punch somebody. I wouldn't have waited so long in the legwork phase because some of our people just didn't need to move yet.
That's true, but servicing my players well if I did not try to prod them into action or let Jack in particular go a game without establishing another contact. You gotta establish contact.
I appreciated
contacts,
help
man.
With the story.
No problem.
I appreciated the story and the rules and stuff.
Glad you did. Though, did you establish a contact in this one, Cookie?
No, but we established that I can throw Bert's character under the bus whenever I want.
Yeah,
I
that is true.
Do that. That is something that's particularly necessary for this or at least established in the game. Another way to use the links is actually to sabotage the other players.
To interfere.
One of my links with James's character is I have his blood.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of blood, Argus will get her to test his to see if there's been any tampering.
Okay. I love playing with other people's blood.
Now Cookie can make designer diseases that only affect specific DNA. Here, let's test it.
Come on. You know it's not as much fun when they give you the blood.
No. Also, if Argos's player would like to share some of his backstory to the other player so they can get a grip of what was actually going on, feel free to do so now.
All right. Argos was... His father was a soldier in Marlon Stantmeyer. And in order to retire more comfortably, he signed a stud contract, which is exactly what it sounds like.
Look at the friggin' racehorse.
He was put into a tank, pretty much raised there with his mind on sins. That's how he spent his years until about 12 when he started actual movement missions.
And Kendrick is, I'm going to say, probably something maybe like a cousin to Argos. Maybe not. Same kind of concept. May actually be related, may not be. And some of the people that were in the... back into that trailer were, as I stated in the actual play, his nephews, possibly.
Since we're getting a fair amount of backstory going on here, the boards are a good, excellent place to put things, but also I've got a wiki that is, let's see, give me a second here, games. Yeah, it's games.bluemagic.com. And so if people want to add to the wiki of the Sprawl for their characters, etc., you can. Bunch of other games are on there that I'm running as well, but Wikis are a little bit easier to deal with, lots of information in a hierarchy fashion that you can look up easier.
Especially you, Matthew, because I hear you typing furiously with a passion. I assume that's note taking.
Yep. But if anybody wants to use it, let me know. I'll make you an account on it because I don't have it set up so that just anybody can get in and edit things right now.
Oh, but don't you want loads of spam?
No, I don't want spam. No.
I myself am not opposed to using a wiki, but I don't really see the board as being more than I need.
No, no, that's fine. I move information from the board to the wiki as I'm able anyway. Ah. I'm just saying, but if people want to use it directly, you're welcome to.
I'd like to, I think.
Right. Of course.
In the chat there, just type in what you want your username to be, and I'll set up your password as just password, and you can change it the first time you get in.
Ho ho! So, can steal somebody's thing immediately before they get on there.
Thank you. So
let the spam begin.
Now we know it'll be one of us.
That's a good point.
Maybe I'll farm it out to Jameis or somebody else.
There's the hack.
Question, Bert. Can people change their username on Blue Magic forums?
No, because your posts are linked to your username. I can. If you want me to, I'd be glad to do it for you.
I'm just going to say for these brothers with their similar initials, I have to, each time I read their post, figure out which one is saying it. I can, but it's not instantaneous. Just saying. Mab and Ag or whatever it was. It's what? M A B and N G B.
It's easy. The numbers are totally different. Initials? That's the problem here.
Yes, it's a.
That's in real life.
Yeah. Rolling. Tisk tisk. Alrighty. I guess that's the game, everybody. Have a good night. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, but just before we, thanks for running, first of all. Yes, that is a good thing to say. It was fun. Despite my more laid-back attitude, I still enjoyed myself there. And I was just going to say, but it's been like 2 weeks or something since there was anything up on the in the RSS feed.
Oh, the feed, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been really busy trying to get some of my editing work done. I haven't had a chance.
I know you've been busy and stuff, but it's just... Yeah. There are people out there desperate to hear the end of our adventures.
Yes.
As I download directly, I have not noticed.
All right, guys. We'll have a very good evening, and thank you very much, Steven.
Happy to do it.
Thanks, guys.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.